Park Falls, Wisconsin's YouTube channel. You can also follow us on Facebook. If you would like to give an offering to God for His ministry, you may do so on the Facebook page.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. All kinds of sunshine for your Sunday. Light winds and highs in the lower 70s. Overnight clear skies, low to mid 40s. So quite cool as we wake up Monday morning. Monday afternoon, we'll see some sunshine, a few showers, highs in the lower to middle 70s.
Right now, it's 51.
From Music City, USA, this is Into the Blue, featuring the very best in bluegrass and acoustic country music. And now here's your host, recipient of the IBMA Broadcaster of the Year Award and the Bluegrass Now Fans Choice Award, Terry Hurd.
Hello and welcome to the show. So good to be back with you here as we head into the blue once again with the very best in bluegrass. New ones on the way in this hour from Andrew Crawford, Daniel Grindstaff, Shannon Slaughter, Blue Highway, Jason Broyles, and many, many others. All brought to you by BluegrassToday.com, where you'll find all the breaking news in bluegrass, upcoming events, radio airplay charts, and more. Log on. Get up to date, BluegrassToday.com. We're going to get things underway with music from the brand new album, The Winning Hand, from the Lonesome River Band. This one's called Oh Darling.
Body like you. The first time that I saw your smile, I knew what I had to do. Oh, darling, standing there so fine, tell me what I have to do to make your sweet love mine. Treat you right, put a smile upon my face, go out with me tonight. Oh, darling, standing there so fine, tell me what I have to do to make your sweet love mine. Will sway when the collar hollers do-si-do, we'll dance the night away. Oh, darling, standing there so fine, tell me what I have to do to make your sweet love mine. Show you off to dad. When the other boys see me with you, they're all gonna be so mad. Oh, darling, standing there so fine, tell me what I have to do to make your sweet love mine. Oh, darling, standing there so fine, tell me what I have to do to make your sweet love mine.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us.
But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Let us then confess our sins to God our Father.
Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us, forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen.
In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for us, and for his sake, God forgives us all of our sins. To those who believe in Jesus Christ, he gives the power to become the children of God and bestows on them the Holy Spirit. May the Lord, who has begun this good work in us, bring it to completion in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We speak responsibly the introit. Hear, O Lord, when I cry aloud.
Be gracious to me and answer me.
O you who have been my help.
Forsake me not, O God, of my salvation.
The Lord is my light and my salvation.
Whom shall I fear?
Teach me your way, O Lord.
And lead me not on thy path because of my enemies.
Give me not up to the will of my adversaries. Wait for the Lord.
Be strong and let your heart take courage. Wait for the Lord.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Hear, O Lord, when I cry aloud.
Be gracious to me and answer me.
O you who have been my help,
forsake me not, O God, my salvation.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Help, save, comfort and defend us, gracious Lord.
Amen.
Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth. Thank you. Let us pray. O God, you have prepared for those who love you good things that surpass all understanding. Pour into our hearts such love towards you that we, loving you above all things, may obtain your promises, which exceed all that we can desire. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Please be seated.
The Old Testament reading is from 1 Kings chapter 19, verses 11 through 21. The Lord said, "Go out and stand on the mount before the Lord. And behold, the Lord passed by, and a great and strong wind tore the mountains and broke in pieces the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind, an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, the sound of a low whisper. And when Elijah heard it, he wrapped his face in his cloak and went out and stood at the entrance of the cave. And behold, there came a voice to him and said, 'What are you doing here, Elijah?' He said, 'I have been very jealous for the Lord, the God of hosts, for the people of Israel have forsaken your covenant, thrown down your altars, and killed your prophets with the sword. And I, even I only, am left, and they seek my life to take it away.' And the Lord said to him, 'Go, return on your way to the wilderness of Damascus. And when you arrive, you shall anoint Hazael to be king over Syria, and Jehu, the son of Nimshi, you shall anoint to be king over Israel. And Elisha, the son of Shaphat of Abel-Meholah, you shall anoint to be prophet in your place. And the one who escapes from the sword of Hazael shall Jehu put to death, and the one who escapes from the sword of Jehu shall Elisha put to death. Yet I will leave 7,000 in Israel, all the knees that have not bowed to Baal, and every mouth that has not kissed him.' So he departed from there and found Elisha, the son of Shaphat, who was plowing with 12 yoke of oxen in front of him, and he was with the 12th. Elijah passed by him and cast his cloak upon him, and he left the oxen and ran after Elijah and said, 'Let me kiss my father and my mother, and then I will follow you.' And he said to him, 'Go back again, for what have I done to you?' And he returned from following him and took the yoke of oxen and sacrificed them and boiled their flesh with the yokes of the oxen and gave it to the people, and they ate. Then he arose and went after Elijah and assisted him. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God."
Please read along with me the gradual.
Behold our shield, O God. Look on the face of your anointed. O Lord God of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob.
The epistle is from 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 12 through 25. "Now I say this, that each of you says, 'I am of Paul,' or 'I am of Apollos,' or 'I am of Cephas,' or 'I am of Christ.' Is Christ divided? Was Paul crucified for you? Or were you baptized in the name of Paul? I thank God that I baptized none of you except Crispus and Gaius, lest anyone should say that I had baptized in my own name. Yes, I also baptized the house of Stephanus. Besides, I do not know whether I baptized any other. For Christ did not send me to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not with wisdom of words, lest the cross of Christ should be made of no effect. The word of the cross is folly to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, 'I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and the discernment of the discerning I will thwart.' Where is the one who is wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the debater of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of the world? For since in the wisdom of God the world did not know God through wisdom, it pleased God through the folly of what we preach to save those who believe. For Jews demand signs and Greeks seek wisdom, but we preach Christ crucified, a stumbling block to Jews and folly to Gentiles. But to those who are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God. For the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
By the congregation, please stand for the Alleluia in verse.
Alleluia, Lord, to whom shall we go?
According to St. Luke, the 5th chapter. On one occasion, while the crowd was pressing in on Jesus to hear the word of God, he was standing by the lake of Gennesaret, and he saw two boats by the lake. But the fishermen had gone out of them and were washing their nets. Getting into one of the boats, which was Simon's, he asked them to put out a little from the lake, and he sat down and taught the people from the boat. And when he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch." And Simon answered, "Master, we toiled all night and took nothing, but at your word I will let down the nets." And when they had done this, they enclosed a large number of fish, and the nets were breaking. They signaled to the partners in the other boat to come and help them, and they came and filled both the boats so that they began to sink. But when Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord." For he and all who were with him were astonished at the catch of fish that they had taken. And so also were James and John, the sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. And Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. From now on, you will be catching men." And when they had brought their boats to land, they left everything and followed him. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Congregation may be seated, and those children present are invited forward for a children's message. Good morning. I think there's a couple others that are on their way up, and they'll be joining us soon. Have you ever been fishing? Have we ever been fishing? Yeah. Some of us have gone fishing. And when you're fishing, how do you guys fish? What do you need in order to go fishing?
A fishing rod and bait.
Ooh, a fishing rod and some bait, right? What kind of bait do you use when you're fishing? Do you know?
We usually use worms sometimes and
ghosts. Ooh. Worms, right? Have you used worms too if you're fishing? Yeah. Anybody else out there use some worms? I don't think worms would taste good. I don't know what's wrong with these fish. You know, fish and worms, and I guess they like the worms. They seem to bite. But that's not what I would want to eat. How about you? Would you want to eat worms?
No.
Worms aren't very tasty for us. We need something that's appealing, right? Something that we're going to like. Jesus, he tells Simon and James and John that they're going to be fishers for men. They're going to be catching men, not fish. So you and I, we follow after Peter and James and John, and we are also to be fishermen, not of fish, but of men and women. Now, do we use worms to help catch men and women for Jesus? No, we don't use worms to catch men and women for Jesus. What do we use to help as we're want people to come to us and come to know Jesus? What do you think we're going to use?
The Bible.
The Bible, right? We're going to use God's word. And we call it the gospel or the good news. We tell people that they have a Savior. And that Savior is Jesus, who loves them, who died on the cross paying for all their sins, and who wants them to have life everlasting. That is what you and I use to help bring people to our Savior. We use good news. That, you might say, is the bait, right? That is what people want to hear and they want more of. Fish, they can have all the worms. I'll give them that. I want to hear about Jesus. How about you? What do you want? Would you want worms or do you want Jesus?
Jesus?
Yeah, we want Jesus. And so when we are fishing for men, when we're going out there spreading that good news, we are fishing for men so that they would know Jesus and his salvation. I invite you to say with me an echo prayer with our congregation members. Dear Heavenly Father,
dear Heavenly Father,
thank you for sending your word.
Thank you for sending your word.
Your word gives me hope and life.
Your word gives me hope and life.
Help me share it with those that need to hear it.
Help me share it with those that need to hear it,
so they would too have life in Jesus.
So they would too have life in Jesus.
We pray in Jesus' name.
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, I have some tasty treats for you, and it's not worms. Our congregation is going to continue by singing hymn 426 this morning.
Thank you.
Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. This morning's sermon is based upon our text from 1 Corinthians chapter 1. How many of you are familiar with divide and conquer? Okay, yes, we are familiar with it. It's been around a long time. Divide and conquer. Yes, this is a tactic that was used centuries ago, continues to be used today. The devil has been doing it since he divided Adam and Eve from God in the Garden of Eden, pitting the creation against the Creator. And so it still is being used today. You'll probably be able to see it and spot it as news broadcasts comes into your home. You have protesters, and then you also have the counter-protesters, right? You have those that support and are rallying around a politician, and then you have protesters rallying against that same politician. We've seen it on college campuses recently. You have those who are protesting and supporting Palestinians, and then you've got those protesting and counter-protesting, supporting Israel. Divide them, then you conquer. You get them to fight amongst themselves, fight one another, so that they don't focus on the real problem that they all face. Paul, he's addressing this problem within the Corinthian church, a problem that exists still today in the church. We are all called to be the body of Christ, one church, and yet we can recognize many different denominations that exist today, even within our own community. And that was something Paul knew to be troublesome. And he was seeing just how division troubled the church in Corinth as he writes. Starting at verse 10, two verses before our text for today, he writes saying, I appeal to you, brothers, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that all of you agree, and that there be no divisions among you, but that you be united in the same mind and the same judgment. For it has been reported to me by Cleo's people that there is quarreling among you, my brothers. Quarreling among the church, a church that seems to be divided. And what are they quarreling over? Well, we heard that in our reading for today. He says, what I mean is that each of you are saying, well, I follow Paul. Hey, I follow Apollos. I follow Cephas. That'd also be Peter. And yes, some others would say, well, I follow Christ. In our congregation, hopefully I can't recognize too many of those divisions, but yet we certainly can be tempted. Well, I follow this idea that has been brought forward. Well, I'm part of this organization. We can potentially divide ourselves, but as Paul says to the Corinthians, that's not what we should be about. He asks them, And it's the same question you and I should ask at times when we see divisions in the church. Is Christ divided? Is that what God would want? Is God looking to create division, create uncertainty and unrest? Certainly the answer is no. Christ is not divided. And when it comes to who we follow, you and I are first and foremost followers of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Paul, while writing, he asks those that are in Corinth, was Paul crucified for you? The answer is no. Or were you baptized in the name of Paul? No, it's not who we were baptized in the name of. It's not who was crucified for us. Then he goes on and says, well, I thank God that I baptized none of you except for these people. Why not? Well, because it's not about him being the one that baptizes. Just as I have baptized some people and some of you have been baptized by the same individual, should we be looking to the one that has baptized or the one that has brought us the good news, whether it's Paul, Apollos, or Cephas, Peter? No. Those that are working for one Lord, one Savior of us all. We preach Christ Jesus as Lord of all. Pastor Samuel is here at Peace Lutheran Church, and that's why people should come here, right? Because Pastor Samuel, he's such a great guy. He even kind of preaches okay once in a while. He's got some Bible studies. Well, you know, he knows a lot. But is that why we come? Is that why we gather in worship? Because of the pastor in the front of the church? No. It's not because you have Pastor Samuel in your midst, but it's rather for what Pastor Samuel looks to bring to you. The message that Paul brings to the Corinthians. We preach Christ and Christ crucified. Yes, it is all about Jesus, your Lord and Savior. Jesus, the very Son of God, who was born of the Virgin Mary, who grew, became the man who went out proclaiming that the people should repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Yes, the kingdom of God is at hand in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. For he came to restore what had been divided. He came to restore the relationship between God and his creation, between humanity and the Creator. This is what Jesus came to do, and he did so in a way that seems so outlandish to much of the world. To the Jews, their Messiah was supposed to come and save them and to bring about a new reign. And yet here they see Jesus come, and then they see him crucified upon a cross, crucified as a common criminal. Certainly that man wasn't the Savior. He's dead. But God raised him from the dead in victory, because certainly this was God's plan for salvation. God did send Jesus into the world to be crucified, to shed his blood so that all sins would be paid for, that the guilt that you and I carry because of our sins would be washed away in the shed blood of Jesus, the very Son of God. It is in his crucifixion that you and I are granted life everlasting. But to the Jews, as Paul says, well, it's a stumbling block. It seems to be weakness and folly. How could this be God's plan? And yet it is. For those that believe, the word of the cross is folly to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. For as Paul writes, it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and the discernment of the discerning I will thwart. However you and I might think on our own, whatever you and I would believe that this is what should happen, this is how you and I would live in order to be connected and reunited to our God. Well, God says, whatever you can think up, it's not the way. Only Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. All other ways lead to death. There is only one Savior, and you and I are called to follow him, to preach and proclaim our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to unite under the banner of the cross, to unite with the forgiveness of all of our sins, baptized in the name of our one triune God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We share one faith in our Savior Jesus Christ, who was crucified so that you and I might live. There are those in this world that seek to divide us, but it is our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, crucified, that unites us today, tomorrow, and for all eternity. I'm an American. We can proudly say, as we celebrate our Independence Day this week, but yet that is a word that would divide, for not all are Americans. Some, well, they follow a certain political party, and they certainly enjoy the wisdom that they find in that party. But no, it's not the wisdom of a political party, those who seek to help lead and guide, that will guide you to eternal life. It is our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself unto death upon a cross so that you would have life. And so we are called to preach Christ crucified. stumbling block to Jews and folly to Gentiles, but to those who are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God. It is in Christ that you have life today. It is in Christ that you will have life tomorrow. It is in Christ that you have eternal life. Do not be divided in the ways that the world seeks to divide us. Be united by the one that God has sent to unite all. Be united in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all of our understanding, guard our hearts and minds as we are united in Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. We rise and we speak together the Apostles' Creed as we are united in the faith that we have in our one triune God. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. We pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Lord God of hosts, cast the cloak of ministry upon a new generation of pastors in our midst, that we may continue to hear your word and receive your gifts, and that our lost souls may be caught up in the glorious net of the gospel. Lord, in your mercy. Lord God of hosts, you speak to us in the low whisper of your word. Do not let us despise it, but make us glad to hear it with reverent and holy awe. Lord, in your mercy. Lord God of hosts, prepare us in our daily vocations, always to make a defense to anyone who asks us the reason for the hope of Christ that is in us. Lord, in your mercy. Hear our prayer. Lord God of hosts, bless all who suffer for righteousness' sake, and keep them in Christ from fear or being troubled by those who persecute them. Lord, in your mercy. Lord God of hosts, bless Rick, Glenn, Wayne, Leon, Tracy, Linda, Doug, Mark, Bonnie, and the family and friends of David W. Zest. We ask that all who suffer in body or mind in our midst, that you would continue to provide for them security and give them peace in the promise that you will not abandon their souls to Sheol. Lord, in your mercy. Lord God of hosts, your Son is our chosen portion and our cup, forgiving and nourishing us with his body and blood. Grant that all who receive him humbly and in faith, that they would hold our lost secure in Christ. Lord, in your mercy. Lord God of hosts, you have caused the lines to fall in pleasant places for us and given us a beautiful inheritance through your Son, Jesus Christ. Keep us faithful that we may enjoy its fullness with all the saints who now rest in your presence. Lord, in your mercy. Yeah. Lord, Heavenly Father, we gratefully remember the suffering and death of your dear Son, Jesus Christ, upon the cross for our salvation. Rejoicing in his victorious resurrection from the dead, we draw strength from his ascension before you, where he ever stands for us as our own high priest. Gather us together from the ends of the earth to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb in his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us, for to you alone we give all glory, honor, and worship. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Thankful for all that our crucified Lord has done for us, we bring forward our offerings at this time. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him. Bless his name. What shall I render to the Lord for all his benefits to me? I will offer the sacrifice of thanksgiving and will call on the name of the Lord. I will take the cup of salvation and will call on the name of the Lord. I will trusting in your promises, we are bold to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. I invite you to be seated as we conclude with our departing hymn 965.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a civic media station.
The members of Peace Lutheran Church consider it a privilege to have you share in their service of worship. If you have no church home, we invite you to worship with us on Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. If you are unable to attend the worship service in person, we invite you to tune in again next week at this time. If you wish to sponsor a broadcast in memory of a loved one, please call the church at 715-762-4541. Peace offers live stream worship as well as past services at Peace Lutheran Church, Park Falls, Wisconsin's YouTube channel. You can also follow us on Facebook. If you would like to give an offering to God for His ministry, you may do so on the Facebook page.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. All kinds of sunshine for your Sunday. Light winds and highs in the lower 70s. Overnight clear skies, low to mid 40s. So quite cool as we wake up Monday morning. Monday afternoon, we'll see some sunshine, a few showers, highs in the lower to middle 70s.
Currently 56 degrees.
From Music City, USA, this is Into the Blue, featuring the very best in bluegrass and acoustic country music. And now here's your host, recipient of the IBMA Broadcaster of the Year Award and the Bluegrass Now Fans Choice Award, Terry Hurd.
Hello and welcome to the show. So good to be back with you here as we head into the blue once again with the very best in bluegrass. New ones on the way in this hour from Andrew Crawford, Daniel Grindstaff, Shannon Slaughter, Blue Highway, Jason Broyles, and many, many others. All brought to you by BluegrassToday.com, where you'll find all the breaking news in bluegrass, upcoming events, radio airplay charts, and more. Log on. Get up to date. BluegrassToday.com. We're going to get things underway with music from the brand new album, The Winning Hand, from the Lonesome River Band. This one's called Oh Darling.
Body like you. First time that I saw you smile, I knew what I had to do.
Oh, darling, standing there so fine. Tell me what I have to do to make your sweet love mine. Treat you right, put a smile upon my face, go have with me tonight. Oh, darling, standing there so fine, tell me what I have to do, make your sweet love mine.
Will sway when the color hollers do-si-do, we'll dance the night away.
Oh, darling, standing there so fine, tell me what I have to do to make your sweet love mine.
Mama, show you off to dad. When the other boys see me with you, they're all gonna be so mad.
Oh, darling, standing there so fine, tell me what I have to do to make your sweet love mine. Oh, darling, standing there so fine, tell me what I have to do to make your sweet love mine.
Thank you.
lonesome sad. I've done all the rambling these old boots can take, but they weathered every storm that ever came my way. My heart and spirit broken, my knees have hit the ground, but now I'm back, back with a lonesome sound. Storm that ever came my way, my heart and spirit broken, my knees have hit the ground, but now I'm back.